This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Zelensky said Russian missiles struck a train station and house in eastern Ukraine and killed at least 22 people. President Biden spent another $3 billion Wednesday to support Ukraine's military in the months ahead.
People think that the President of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone. He can delay. But he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress.
Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi from 1 year ago. And now Democrat President Biden has added another tax to the American people in a time of financial recession. His student loan forgiveness of $10,000 to $20,000 per student is now going to be paid back by you and me. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The last week of the NFL preseason is tonight with two games and runs through the weekend. Although the American people are now responsible for paying back some of the American student loans in President Biden's $300 billion handout, at least you can enjoy a nice steak if you so choose. Well, the drought out west is making that comfort food a little less viable.
More than 80% of the western United States is under severe drought, forcing farmers and ranchers to sell off their herds. The president of the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association, Arthur Uhl, tells Fox News if the drought continues, meat consumers can expect more inflation.
The fewer cattle there are out in the country, the fewer calves will be born next year, and the supply will go down. And when supplies go down, it's very simple: supply and demand. The prices will rise.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Spending money like drunken sailors. That's how one Republican describes the White House during a recession.
Wednesday on Fox News, former Trump counselor Kellyanne Conway argued that the Democrats' surprise win in a New York special election wasn't a strong indicator for the midterms. She also provided reaction to Biden's student loan decision.
You don't start spending money like drunken sailors, and that's what Biden's Washington is doing. And by the way, Biden is going to be on the ballot everywhere in November. That's why nobody wants to campaign with him.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Many Americans are quite upset they are now responsible to pay back America's student loans in a time of recession. That's what Democrat President Biden did Wednesday with the stroke of a pen, completely bypassing Congress. According to Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, President Biden does not have the authority for student loan forgiveness.
People think that the President of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone, he can delay, but he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress. And I don't even like to call it forgiveness, because that implies a transgression. It's not to be forgiven. Just freeing people from those obligations.
Pelosi from July of 2021. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, here we are trying to get on track, and for every hole it seems that we fill in, then you got Joe Biden and his bully pulpit shovel digging more holes right behind us. I mean, when is enough enough? Megan Barth is with us right now. She is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Bill?
Well, frustrated, like most of America right now. You know, the Democrats, once again, they've been getting away with this for a long time. They find a way to buy votes, and they do it on our dime. I mean, they don't do it out of their own committee or out of their own party, treasure. They always go to the treasury of the American people to buy votes. And this latest ploy for this tuition debt forgiveness, I mean, this is beyond a boondoggle. This is immoral. It's unconscionable. And the people need to understand what kind of long-term damage this is going to do in every form and level. Instead of just saying, well, Bill, you know, you're looking a gift horse in the mouth. This is not a gift, and this is the problem. You think it's a gift, but it's far from that, isn't it?
Well, it's very much far from that. In a time of inflation, high inflation, the highest in 40 years, it's certainly not time to continue spending other people's money, and that's what the Democrats are best at, is spending other people's money. This student loan forgiveness package sounds marginal when you look, it's just $10,000 of forgiveness. But the Wharton budget model has been released, the Penn Wharton budget model, and they did an analysis of the student loan forgiveness, and they estimate that it will cost between $300 and $980 billion, with a majority of the relief going towards borrowers in the top 60% of earners. So it is really a subsidy to benefit the wealthy.
Exactly.
And how do you explain to the tradesmen and tradeswomen out there that they, after they didn't go to 4 or 6 years of college to get a non-binary gender studies degree, they worked a trade?
Mm-hmm.
Carpenters, construction workers, what have you, plumbers, electricians, and now they're going to be responsible for paying for somebody else's debt. Or even the parent who perhaps worked two jobs and saved and surpassed any kind of luxury items in order to build a college nest, if you will, for their son or daughter. How do you explain to them? Well, yeah, we realize that you worked your tail off and passed up the eating out for dinner or the Starbucks coffees or the avocado toast or the vacations for your family in order to send your child, perhaps, if they want to go to college? How do you explain to them that they have to pay for other people's sometimes, and what we've noticed, worthless degrees?
Right. Well, Elizabeth Warren, if you remember, she explained it. Not very well, if you recall, when that one father said, wait a minute, help me understand what you're proposing here. And it was just like, well, you know, tough cheese, basically. And wait a minute, this doesn't sound American, it's not fair, but in her own socialistic mindset and convinced that this is one of those inconvenient pills that everybody must swallow for the greater good. Again, it's this elitist mindset that this is born out of. The elites always think about elites, and that, you know, we ought to be so grateful that we have these self-righteous, self-appointed elites amongst us, because, you know, where would we be without them, Megan?
Right. and that's really, you know, what this is about. It is about the fundamental transformation of the country. When you
exactly.
look at the amount of inflationary spending and how they are basically turning our whole economy upside down, whether it was through mandated vaccinations, mandated shutdowns, mandated masking, the spending. Now they're telling us we have to spend everybody's money in order to get out of inflation. It simply doesn't make sense. It turns, mm-hmm. you know, Milton Friedman right now is turning over in his grave.
Mm-hmm.
So they're the only entity that causes inflation is government spending. And when you spend like drunken sailors, no offense to drunken sailors, we're going to continue to have this high inflation rate, which has already put us into a recession and is well bound to put us into a depression if the socialists keep spending money like they have been. And that's exactly what they are. This is, as Barack Obama promised us, the fundamental transformation of the country. He could not get it done in 2 years,
mm-hmm.
but he certainly can get it done in 3 terms.
You see, the problem we have,
or 2 terms, rather,
Megan, is that, you know, the odds are against us. I mean, think about how the country is divided. It's divided in 3 parts, okay, essentially. One-third consists of bureaucrats, okay, that do nothing for the GDP. All they do is take the people's money and torment the holy what have you out of the people that are delivering the money. The other group is a combination of people who do nothing. They're lazy. They don't need to do nothing. They're entitled. And in that group, sadly, are homeless people, you know, for various reasons, people with mental issues. These are people, and also people who are retired. And I hesitate to put the people who are retired in because they worked and they contributed. And they deserve to have their retirement and to make sure that they're protected, because they did the heavy lifting before us, you know, decades before. So they deserve everything. But they're in still, regardless, they're still in that group. Two-thirds of the country that is not contributing today to the, you know, gross domestic product, you know, by and large, okay? So you only have a third of us that are working our butts off, that are contributing to our economy, that are contributing to the GDP, and now we're getting harassed by these bureaucrats, and, you know, it's no wonder. And then it comes time to vote, and our vote, you know, we've only got one-third the power versus two-thirds of the people who get all these entitlements and these gifts from the government. Well, of course, what do you think they're going to do? You know, they're going to continue to support these socialist and Marxist ideas until they realize it's too late and we now are Venezuela and you've got inflation of 1,000%. You know, here you are in Nevada with what? What are you at to now? Over 15% inflation in Nevada?
Yeah,
something like that.
15.4.
Wow. So, I mean, this is all, we're moving in the wrong direction. And America needs to wise up and understand that we're not in this because of the Republicans or the Democrats. We're in it because of America, that great American idea. And if we don't revive that great American idea, guess what? Barack Obama, Joe Biden, whatever's left of him, Nancy Pelosi are going to get what they expect and what they've been working on for a long time. And they're backing us into a corner, I should say into a corral for a wholesale slaughter of the American people. This is really, it is that serious and that dangerous, Megan, and I hate to put it in those terms, but people need to wake up and understand that there's a price to be paid here in order to get this country back on track. We got a quick break. We've got more from Megan on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
After the top of the hour, by the way. And, you know, the thing is, what you've got to see how we're being worked here by the Democrats. This is party principle. This is from their playbook, okay? And you can take it from a Marxist playbook, from, going all the way back. It's endless. But it's still the same playbook that they've been utilizing. Here it is. They start the fire. right? And then they come around in the back door with the hose to put the fire out, and they look like the heroes. Now, keep in mind, the tuition debacle and mess that we're in right now, and the reason that tuition and the cost of education has gotten so high is because the government interfered. They got involved with it. And the university said, hey, look, if we got the government largesse involved here, we're going to up the prices. You know, we're going to, every year, we're going to get new textbooks. We'll make a minor modification, throw out these old textbooks, and you got to have the new textbook. Everything at every turn. You know, the universities took full advantage. And, oh, yeah, by the way, Megan, how many of these universities, you know, don't pay any taxes?
Right, especially on the massive endowments they received.
Exactly. This thing is endless. So they have created this mess, and now they're acting like the good guys and going, yeah, we kind of been screwing you, you know, all these decades, and we're going to give you a little kiss. We're going to give you $10,000, $20,000. I mean, for all the money that they have been stealing, you know, from parents over the past decades, and I say the government combined with the universities, and now the government's going to step in and act like the hero, and you're going to buy into that. You know, you're going to, oh, thank you, Joe Biden. Oh, my God. You know, you have no, if you continue with that kind of thinking, you are bought and sold and owned and your kids in the next generation to the Democrats and the likes of Joe Biden. Does that make sense?
No, absolutely. And we were talking about this off the air when you were on break, is that this conditioning that has been going on is a direct result of the vulnerability and the desperation that people were feeling during COVID. So it really was the perfect storm. Closing down small businesses, closing down schools, forcing vaccinations whereby it forced people out of work. You know, all of these damaging, you know, in the name of science reactions that the tyrannical dwarf Fauci took, mm-hmm. and giving basically disinformation and medical disinformation, which is the most dangerous, to Trump and then, of course, to Biden, caused a massive amount of need. It caused a massive amount of desperation, vulnerability, poverty. And so what is better for government than those types of feelings in order to capitalize on weakness?
Exactly.
And so the government comes by and says, oh, you're hurting, here's $600. Oh, you're mm-hmm. still hurting, here's another $1,200. Oh, your kid needs a free lunch because you can't afford it because you've been out of work for 2 years. Well, the state's going to come in and pay for school lunches, and we're going to call those free. And here's government again swooping in and fixing a problem or a mess or you know, pretending to fix the problem or a mess, because it's all by mm-hmm. perception, that we've created. And correct me if I'm wrong, Bill, but didn't Barack Obama nationalize student loans? I believe
within the first
year of his presidency.
Mm-hmm. See, so that's again, what I'm saying. Right.
Yeah, okay. Democrats have start the fire and then come with the gasoline pretending like that's going to make it all better.
No. And they'll bring a fire hose with them, you know, at some point in time and act like, okay, they're putting out the fire. They're the saviors and no better. And meanwhile, the Republicans are just sitting there on the sidelines just watching this circus. You know, what are they doing? And to your point here, Megan, and I believe you're making this, and you got to go through this and to understand that I believe, and I think you feel the same way, that Fauci gave bad intel to the president. And I'm talking about President Trump. President Trump was relying on the bureaucracy, the deep state that he had condemned. And again, I don't know how anybody comes from the outside. I mean, as a businessman, he knew it was corrupt. He knew there was problems. I don't think he even really quite appreciated just how deep and how diabolical it was that you would have somebody who is a servant of the people making more money than the president of the United States. I think he makes something like $434,000 a year. That's just his salary. And I didn't hear of any month whatsoever where Dr. Fauci returned any part of that salary to the people. He was happy to grab it, along with any other royalties that he could accumulate along the way, which, you know, I find is quite interesting, because, you know, in the business world, if you create something while you are on the job working for an employee using an employer's facilities and equipment and everything, you cannot claim patent rights in the everyday business world. But yet for the government, and again, a special carve-out for the elites, they can do that. And so Dr. Fauci is going to be very, very well off in his retirement for as long as he lives, because he's not only got, I think, $330,000 golden parachute exit salary, plus he still continues to collect on these royalties, all because of his supposed service that we're supposed to be so grateful for that he did. But, you know, Rand Paul has exposed him three ways to Sunday for the liar that he is, and how he fed misinformation. And going back to what is the basis of anything that has to do with our medical treatment? It's called informed consent. The people were never given informed consent when it came, in my humble opinion, when it came from the NIH, the CDC, and Dr. Fauci especially, because Dr. Fauci had a team early on in Wuhan. He contributed millions, I think about $3 million to help build out that laboratory there. He had people on site. They were there, I think, for about 18 months. They came back and said, these guys are a bunch of cowboys. They're reckless. There's going to be a problem there. And so then what do we got? 18 months later, 24 months later, we get a problem, and Dr. Fauci knows nothing? Give me a break.
Right. And I think one of the best responses to Dr. Fauci's retirement was given by Ron DeSantis in a press conference yesterday, where he said that the dwarf should be thrown into the Potomac. And I couldn't agree more. that's where he belongs, after the death and destruction that he himself has caused. And then he claims, I think on CNN, as he appears on all the time, basically said, well, I never called for a shutdown.
Right.
Yeah, you did. I remember you saying it.
And you never called for masks, but that was until after you didn't call for masks, then you called for masks, then you didn't call for one mask, then you wanted two masks and three masks even, you know. You know, but no,
right.
He didn't. And because we're all stupid. We're all stupid, and we don't remember these things. And we don't have the video archive of him saying exactly those words, right?
Well, and I think, honestly, the Republican Party would be better off, as we're struggling now in the minority, if they would fire the leadership. I mean, this
yes.
is what happens when you lose, when companies fail. The leadership is fired.
Exactly.
And yet we still have Mitch McConnell after 40 years. I've lost track. And finally, President Trump put out a statement through Truth Social. And I'll read it really quick. He said, the Democrats have Mitch McConnell and his lovely wife, Elaine Coco Chow, over a barrel. He and she will never be prosecuted. As per the last paragraph of this story, as long as he continues to give the radical left the trillions of dollars that they constantly demand, he was afraid to use the debt ceiling card in order to stop the most expensive waste of money in our country's history to be spent on the Green New Deal, which only is causing one thing, a depression. These expenditures are something our country can never recover from. Mitch McConnell is not an opposition leader. He is a pawn for the Democrats to get whatever they want. He is afraid of them and will not do what has to be done. A new Republican leader in the Senate should be picked immediately. Exactly.
Exactly.
A new Republican leader should be picked in both the House and the Senate.
Well, I'll tell you, at this point right now, it's that moment, it's that Godfather moment. Remember when Michael had to talk to the family attorney and say that we needed a wartime conciliary, right? This is what the Republican Party needs right now. It needs wartime leadership. And so, you know what that means. To me, it's not that confusing. You've got to have somebody, you know, that has the strength and backbone a la Donald Trump, who showed us what can happen regardless of all the resistance that he had to be exposed to and the illegal activity. Oh, yeah, by the way. Thank you, Megan.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in-home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Zelensky said Russian missiles struck a train station and house in eastern Ukraine and killed at least 22 people. President Biden spent another $3 billion Wednesday to support Ukraine's military in the months ahead.
People think that the President of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone. He can delay. But he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress.
Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi from 1 year ago. And now Democrat President Biden has added another tax to the American people in a time of financial recession. His student loan forgiveness of $10,000 to $20,000 per student is now going to be paid back by you and me. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Martinez here. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, it's that time of year again. School is in session. Can you hear the bells ringing? Some parents go, oh, I've been waiting for that sound. Even some of the kids about this time get bored so out of their skulls. They're going, can I get back to school? Well, you can think that we can all agree that every child deserves a safe, clean, and healthy ride to school, right? Well, joining us today is Emily Calandrelli, the Emmy-nominated host of Emily's Wonder Lab on Netflix. She's an MIT engineer. You ready for that? And she shares her love of astronomy and science alongside Bill Nye, the Science Guy, and other shows. Now she's teaming with Energy for Everyone to promote a sustainable alternative for powering school buses. Emily, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, what a background. I love this. How do you go from MIT to hosting a popular Netflix show for kids?
Well, I'm telling you, I've always been really excited about getting kids excited about science. Even throughout my college career, I studied aerospace engineering for nearly a decade. I was always finding myself back in the elementary school classroom and the middle school classroom and talking to those kids about the science and the cool engineering concepts I was learning about in my classrooms in college and in grad school. And so for me, it felt kind of like a natural transition to go from that, doing that, to hosting a science show and just telling even more people about all the science that I love.
Okay, so be honest with me. How many things did you blow up in school when you were doing your experiments?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's funny because I didn't really do a lot of science experiments in school other than in chemistry lab and chem lab. We certainly did a few, but mm-hmm. I didn't really do a ton of science experiments until I started doing TV. Because as an engineer, that's not really what you do in engineering class. So I started my love of blowing up things once I got to television.
Yeah, see, I thought, you know, yeah, you're right. Most engineers say they didn't do it in the classroom. They did it at the dorm. You know, the beakers are blowing up, all that kind of fun stuff. kind of fun stuff. So, well, that's good. So this is why you needed to come and do the kids show, because you could blow things up. So I get that now.
Exactly.
So how does this relate? Okay, how does the science relate to school bus emissions?
Yeah, well, this is something I care a lot about, because I've always cared a lot about kids' futures, and this is a key part of that, because many people listening may be like me, and I remember going to school on a dirty diesel bus 25-some years ago, and I remember the smell of that diesel bus exhaust, nothing like exhaust in the morning, and I remember the black smoke that would come out of the tailpipe, and in that black smoke, there would be emissions that are bad for the environment, they're bad for kids' lungs, things like nitrous oxide, and that's no good. Even today, there are still a lot of diesel buses around, but the good news is that today there are better, cleaner alternatives, things like propane school buses that are just a little bit more expensive than cheap diesel buses, and you get that drastically reduced emissions. So propane school buses actually reduce nitrous oxide emissions by 96%.
Well, yeah, of course, everything is, we talk about that's moving vehicles and that is electric. We're becoming electric eccentric almost to a degree. So how does that compare? How does propane compare to electric buses?
Right. So when we think of clean vehicles, we often think electric, and electric is great. I drive an electric car, and electric school buses exist, and they're wonderful. You know, you don't have the same emissions, but the thing to keep in mind with electric school buses is that right now they're really expensive. You can actually get 3 propane school buses for the cost of 1 electric school bus.
Wow.
And what that ultimately means is that the people who can afford to completely change their fleet of school buses to electric school buses are in wealthier school districts, are in richer neighborhoods. And this is the part that really matters to me, because I don't think you should have to be from a wealthy school district to be able to afford to breathe clean air, which is why I'm so excited about propane school buses, because you have them at a third of the cost of electric, and you still get a lot of that reduction of emissions.
So to take it to the next step, you know, when we're looking at cost associated with alternative energy sources, you know, that's in the mix. That has to be calculated, doesn't it?
Definitely. Because the reason why there's still so many diesel buses around is because school districts are not known for having gobs and gobs of money to throw around at stuff. We all know that. School districts are not known for having a ton of money, so they don't have the money to buy any new school buses, let alone electric versus propane school buses. And so what I want everybody to walk away from, because this is such a cool program, the Environmental Protection Agency and the government, which obviously has a stake in this because school buses affect the environment, they are offering $5 billion over the next 5 years for school districts who are interested in changing their diesel bus fleet to cleaner buses, like propane school buses, for example. It's called the Clean School Bus Program, and it's a wonderful program. People have already won grants for this to change their buses, and you guys can do it too. And to learn more about how to apply for those grants, how to get that money, how to get somebody else to pay for these buses, which is always really nice, you can go to BetterOurBuses.com.
Great idea. Yeah, I love that. Let's talk a little bit more about how school buses impact the environment, because especially in some cities, I mean, there are lots of school buses scooting around town, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We talked about the stuff coming out the exhaust. That impacts the immediate area. That impacts kids' lungs. That impacts the community's lungs, because, you know, it's not just kids that are affected by school buses. It's the entire community. And that also ultimately ends up the blanket that is our atmosphere that helps warm our planet to a degree that is not suitable for human beings, for people who like to live in the way that we are currently living. And so that's the reason why the Environmental Protection Agency is offering so much money to help schools change this so that we can get cleaner air for our kids and get cleaner air for the planet.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with Emily Calandrelli, the Emmy-nominated host of Emily's Wonder Lab on Netflix, an MIT engineer, now sharing her love of science and astronomy as well on her show and engaging her audience. And, of course, she's been engaging us right now as we're talking about, you know, just school bus safety. You know, that is just so critical as we're going back to school. And, you know, by and large, we've been pretty fortunate, I think. think, you know, with the with bus safety, because it's you know, those that are in leadership and empowered to do so are very vigilant to maintain the safety of our kids, Emily, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think everybody can agree that we want safe, clean rides to school. And so that's why I'm so excited about propane school buses, so excited about this initiative. Now is just a really good time to start talking about this to your school districts. If you're interested, if you're listening to this and you're like, yeah, I would love for my school district to have cleaner buses, for my kids to ride to school on a cleaner bus, you can learn more about how to start that conversation at that same website at betterourbuses.com. It has a lot of really great resources for parents and educators.
And it has all the information there about the campaign as well, right, Emily?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Okay. Remind everybody, we got about a minute left, so we can stretch a little bit more time, as they say in the biz. And so you can remind everybody one more time of this exciting program and how they can get involved. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, today there's still so many diesel buses around the country. They're polluting our air. They're polluting our kids' air, the air that they breathe. They're polluting the environment, and it costs money to change that. So the Environmental Protection Agency is offering $5 billion over the next 5 years to grants, in the form of grants, to school districts all around the country. School districts have already won these. It's really great. And the next round of funding is gearing up. So to prepare for applying for these grants, to learn more about propane school buses and how your school can benefit from these grants and for cleaner air in general, you can go to betterourbuses.com.
Emily Calandrelli, MIT engineer, TV host of Emily's Wonder Lab, author of the book Reach for the Stars. Emily, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the time. Take care. We're back with you, America. Okay, here we are. Good to have you with us. Interesting primary, at least comments from the primary here in Florida. You got the former governor, U.S. Representative Charlie Crist, who won the Democratic gubernatorial primary on Tuesday. A pretty sizable vote, almost 60% of the vote. And then he tells the people, he says, look, for those of you that want to vote for, you know, for Ron DeSantis, probably the most successful and highlighted governor in the country right now, he says, go ahead and stay with him. If you've got that kind of hatred in your heart, you know, you don't need to consider, you know, Charlie Crist here. I mean, wow, could you imagine? His handlers probably all fainted and just fell over right on the spot as he negated 50% of the
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity. Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. In case you didn't hear, Kobe Bryant's widow was awarded $16 million as part of a $31 million jury verdict on Wednesday against the Los Angeles County after deputies and firefighters shared the photos of the NBA star's 13-year-old daughter and other victims killed in the 2020 helicopter crash. His co-plaintiff, Chris Chester, whose wife and daughter were also among the nine people killed in the crash, were separately awarded $15 million. Good to have you with us right now. We've got Evie Bear, Carol, from Movie Guide. She is with us right now. We're going to talk movie reviews and what's happening there in Hollywood. Hey, Evie, how are we doing?
Doing well.
The kids are okay. They're all accounted for. They're behaving themselves.
Oh, yeah. They're starting, one of my kids is starting kindergarten today, so it's a big deal.
Oh, how exciting. You know, I always love hearing what they're doing because, they're at that age where somebody's getting painted. And, it's either the walls or the little one, you know. they come up with just incredible ideas. And, and to think, Evie, that these charming episodes that they put us through at this age will flee so quickly. Because next thing you know, I mean, right now it's kindergarten. I mean, and now then it's high school and they're driving cars and they're grown-up little people. And it's just, and you go, what happened here? What happened all the time, right?
I know, but they put you through it. I mean, yesterday one of my kiddos colored on her sister's birth certificate. So.
Oh no. Oh, well, you know. Hopefully those can be replaced. So it's just, there's not enough locks on doors or things that can, they just, and you always have one child somehow is the Houdini that finds ways to escape, right? I don't know. I mean, and do you have the same dynamic?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You see, this is why we're thankful that there is a God in heaven. Because, and we so often, when you have little ones like this, you're constantly, asking for God. Because you know the sentence that always, oh, God. That's what they bring us to. So you got to love them.
I think he lets us go through it to see how we we are to him.
Exactly.
You know, to humble us. Yeah.
Right. Well, and then to realize, and it's interesting because then your dad sees this and he kind of smiles because he sees a little you in them all over one more time. And yeah. And there is, you know, there is some sense of parental, I guess, redemption in it all. So you'll have your moment down the road, too. So,
right.
Right. Can't wait for it. All right. Let's talk about some movie reviews. Persuasion.
Yeah. So Persuasion is a new edition that's on Netflix. And, of course, this movie has been done a million times over because it's a Jane Austen novel. But there's some great themes in Persuasion because it's all about, you know, don't be vain. Vanity doesn't lead anywhere. Don't be persuaded by one person's, you know, thought, you know, their presumption on someone else, and don't marry for riches. And so there's always some really good themes to Jane Austen movies, and because her novels were full of Christian morals. And so obviously there's no way to avoid those, even if they do it a little bit more modern. But they've done it, and they did it in a clean way in this one. It was PG, and it's on Netflix. Now they've added kind of a funny, more modern twist by adding her, the main character, looking directly at the camera, breaking the fourth wall.
Yes, exactly. Right. Uh-huh.
Directly at the camera and kind of telling her point of view. And so some people didn't really like that. They thought that was a little too different for what the feel of these movies usually are, but we kind of enjoyed it, and there was nothing wrong with it. It's just kind of if you enjoy that or if you don't enjoy it, right? So that's more of a aesthetic thing, but
yeah.
Overall, there are those good themes in there and some good morals.
For me, I've always appreciated when the fourth wall has been violated, maybe because I'm a bit of a rebel. And that was, of course, one of the first things you learn in acting school, right? Thou shalt never break the fourth wall. And, you know, but that's also what makes it special. It's preserved for, you know, those interesting moments. And not everybody can effectively make that happen. But when they do, you know, it's just like a little sidebar commentary that reengages the audience. It's a little bit different. So if you were having a moment of drifting off, suddenly, you know, it brings you back into the scene, right?
Yeah, exactly. It kind of, you know, makes it feel personal, like the main character's really talking to you. And this one, she's kind of talking about her inside thoughts and what's going on. And so it's kind of fun. And they also use kind of modern lingo. They use the words like cool and stuff like that. But overall, it's still got the themes that Persuasion has.
So 21st century Jane Austen here with Persuasion is what you're telling me, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about The Beast.
So this is a very intense movie because what it is, it's an adventure movie. It is about a man who's visiting his wife's homeland. His wife has passed away. But he's taking his two daughters to go visit the homeland, and they go to a wildlife preserve. And what happens is a huge lion attacks the village while they're there. And so they, you know, the lion's trying to attack them. I mean, it's a pretty straightforward plot line. We've seen this before, just a giant beast try to take over you and try to take you down. This is in some people's, you know, nightmares this happens, right? It's just a beast comes after you. And
right.
So he's protecting his family. It's all about him protecting his family and loving his family and sacrifices. And so there's some moral, you know, uplifting pro-family, you know, aspects to it. Of course, it is rated R, so it's got some blood, you know, blood with the jeopardy and violence and so and some foul language. You know, you could still do Jeopardy without blood and violence. So, you know, that's one thing we need to tell Hollywood. It could still be done without that.
Exactly. Well, do you think this is going to affect their box office appeal? Because, you know, like you said, it could have been done without it. But, you know, sometimes, you know, probably on a scale of one to them to have moderate language and moderate violence, they go, well, man, that's like a major sacrifice at that point just to get into the moderate range, right?
Oh, for sure. If they had added as a sweet spot of PG-13, which almost, you know, every year the top movies are PG-13 and lower. There may sometimes be one rated R in the top 10, but really the movies that do well are under R because people don't want to go. They don't want to, you know, the whole family doesn't want to go to a movie.
Exactly.
Violence. And
How is that affecting streaming? Because we're reading the streaming continues to outperform cable.
This is a very interesting thing because, you know, you and I, we would probably say you would have never imagined it, right? Because back in the day, you would turn on your cable and that's what you would do. But now people are cutting the cable services and they're down so much from, like, you know, 35% usage or something with actual TV cable. So it's crazy. Broadcast television is like 20% of the usage, and so it's an all-time low. And so really people have moved to streaming, and the streaming numbers are really very high. But the thing about the streaming is you do need to be careful, and, you know, this is what our website does. It tells you, you know, the cursing in it and the worldview in it because streaming has a different kind of guideline. And so sometimes it'll say TVMA, which is mature audience. It'll say TVY, and then it has, which is, you know, everybody can watch it. But really, there's some stuff in there that you wouldn't want to watch and that some agendas that they're putting in there. So the ratings almost don't even make a difference, really. You need to kind of look up what's in it because on our site, because at Movie Guide, because a lot of times they add so much cursing and using Jesus' name in vain. And it's just that is just not, I'm not okay with that.
It's unacceptable. I'm right with you on it. Yeah, again, this is why you can lean on Movie Guide. Movieguide.org is where you need to go to check this out beforehand. You know, it's about having informed consent and protecting your family and what comes into your household. And, you know, Movie Guide has done a great job, great team there, Evie, with everybody, and your dad leading the ship here. And by the way, just as a sidebar, okay, Evie didn't ask me to do this, but right now they got a special campaign where you can two for one on your donation. So for every dollar you donate, it leverages to two, right? Is that the campaign right now? Am I reading that correct?
Yes, exactly. We have a matching grant because we are a nonprofit and we're here in Hollywood trying to reach the decision makers. Now you think, oh, but everywhere you go to, you know, I've traveled a lot. You go to Africa, the little kids are wearing Marvel t-shirts, right? TV's in every land. Movie content made here is going to reach around the world. So if we can help decision makers make more family-friendly movies, more Christian movies, then it'll make an impact and help audiences know what to do.
Yeah, exactly. And you can be part of the solution and not add to the problem. So when you're there getting an update on a specific movie for review so that you know you feel comfortable about bringing into the home, you know, hit the donate button there. And every dollar you donate will count as two. I love that kind of math when you can exercise that. So thank you very much for the matching donor investment in that because that'll leverage our investment even more. And you can check it out. Also, you might want to read about how a former Twitter employee claims that the company lied about security deficiencies, like we didn't know already, right? Well, it's all right there at Movie Guide, and we're grateful for Evie Bear Carroll for coming here and telling us it's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. She is the host of Movie Guide TV. Thank you, Evie.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.